For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Conditions at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center have faced scrutiny from lawyers and immigrant rights groups over allegations of abuse and neglect. Southern California News Group reporter Ryan Mena has been documenting what life is like inside the facility through letters written by people in detention. In one case, she spoke to a 60-year-old man who is deaf and says federal agents took his hearing aids when he was detained last spring.
When I visited him in December, he was only able to understand me by lip-reading what I was saying to him in Spanish. And he also showed me an infection he had on his right thigh. Later that day, I found out he got hearing aids, but they don't work well enough to hear anyone over the phone.
Mena also documented the case of another man who says he spent weeks in solitary confinement and struggled to receive medical treatment for an infection. More from SCNG's Ryan Mena in conversation with KVCR's Anthony Victoria about conditions inside the Adelanto in a two-way interview coming up and online at kvcrnews.org. Police officers in California would be prevented from moonlighting with federal immigration enforcement agencies such as ICE under a bill advancing in the state legislature. Hector Pereira is with the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice, which supports the bill. His group advocates for undocumented community members.
They see the ads on TV of ICE recruiting local law enforcement to join them in their lawlessness and brutality. And they cannot differentiate between those that are seeking to protect them and those that are seeking to harm them.
Brian Marvel heads the Peace Officers Research Association of California, which opposes the measure.
The bill continues to move California to a pre-9/11 security posture under the guise of protecting our immigrant community. Fragmenting homeland security, isolating local expertise from federal partners, and weakening our collective defenses against real threats.
The bill heads next to appropriations. Under the measure, a cop who fails to comply could face decertification as a peace officer in California. Democratic candidates for California governor say they aren't backing down after the state party chair, Rusty Hicks, issued a letter on Tuesday urging some of them to drop out of the race if their campaigns aren't viable. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
The list of Democrats running for governor is long. There's former Congresswoman Katie Porter, Congressman Eric Swalwell, billionaire Tom Steyer, former state controller Betty Yee, San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan, former LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, State Superintendent Tony Thurmond, and former State Assemblymember Ian Calderon. Porter was the highest polling Democrat in a recent PPIC poll at 13%. A spokesperson for her campaign told Cap Radio she'd stay in the race. Spokespeople for Yee, Mahan, and Becerra also confirmed they'd continue their campaigns. Calderon says it's too early to identify a leader because so many voters are undecided.
So this thing is wide open for a reason. I think the insiders are trying to cling to whatever they can to justify why it'll be easier for them if people just drop out.
Calderon says he plans to stay in the race as well. Thurmond released a video in which he said the party's letter was an example of establishment politics.
The California Democratic Party is essentially telling every candidate of color in the race for governor to drop out.
The deadline for candidates to drop out without their name appearing on the primary ballot is Friday. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The Riverside Transit Agency is saying it needs to immediately hire dozens of bus drivers for various routes. It is holding a job fair this Saturday in Hemet that will include on-site interviews to speed up the hiring process for qualified candidates. The recruitment event is set for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the RTA facility at 700 Sacramento Circle. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.